Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We've been considering Asaph's dilemma, Psalm 73, verses 1 to 12. Notice that his problem isn't really with these ungodly people. It's with God himself. He just can't see why the Lord allows the wicked to prosper and to defy God in the process. We now come to Asaph's deliverance, verses 13 to 28. He decides to take us along on a visit to, quote, the sanctuary of God, verse 17. Perhaps it could go without saying, but hours of operation for the sanctuary are posted. David knew, quote, evening and morning, and at noon I will pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Chapter 55, verse 17. It's open for business 24/7. So here's the obvious question. If Asaph's issue was with the Lord, and he knew where the Lord was, and if the sanctuary is open at all hours, why did he go through this agonizing distress and doubt for so long before visiting? You probably noticed the echo in the room. Why do we wait so long before we get heaven's perspective? And speaking of heaven's perspective, James 1:17 gives some insight. We read, quote, the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Here are two scientific terms. There is no parallax or eclipse with God. Parallax is a difference caused by point of view. Eclipse is a blockage caused by another object's interference. Nothing distorts or impedes God's view. And that's what Asaph saw in the sanctuary. Quote, then, he writes, I understood their end. Psalm 73, verse 17. I may be weak and doubtful, but, quote, you hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Verses 23 and 24. Taking the long view, I see that their wealth is just a weight that drags them down. It may be that, quote, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Verse 26.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.